Okay, hello.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Jeanette Unite. I'm the artist. I've been working with this mining theme for 15 years. So I've traveled quite extensively in Africa looking at what's called resource extraction. So looking at oil and gold. I've been to the Rift Valley in Kenya. I've been to lots of, and they often are mines in remote places, but they also are archaeological sites in remote places. So it's looking at how humankind actually engages with the land and how humankind engages with the earth. So the exhibition is called Terra. And what I've included, I mean, I think what's most fascinating about mining and where I got really fascinated is that I realized as an artist that I use diamondiferous things. And that was a word that sort of came up in one of the earliest conversations, sitting with geologists in a pub near the Orange River on a diamond mine. They said, what is diamondiferous? And they said to me, no, diamondiferous is it's like the minerals that are related to diamonds that you find in the alluvial things that's sort of associated with diamonds, like titanium dioxide. So that's very strange. There's titanium dioxide in my paint. Oh, and I realized the connection between myself and mining, that I actually use mining. Everyone always says, like, mining's something that other people do. And I realized that artists were complicit in the whole. And, of course, all of us. Because absolutely everything in this modern world comes from either mining or agriculture. So, basically, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at, like, how do we... I mean, part of me absolutely loves like these massive like machines that you just cannot believe. They're like completely on steroids. I mean, they are so ginormous that just harvest large amounts of ore, move overburdens, make tailing, make man-made mountains. Part of me go like, oh my God, like isn't it amazing what like engineers do and what that side of the industry does and how deep we go. We go 5 kilometers. Isn't that extraordinary? And the other part is also looking at like the tragedies that happen and the conflicts from the Anglo-Boer War, from this, what happens in Sierra Leone, what happens in the Congo, what happened, the massacre at Marikana, which I think is also, the Marikana issue has actually really raised the profile of what mining is and how we interact with the industry and how little that's changed in the last 20 years, unfortunately. I mean, we all had, I think it did change, but I think that there's also sort of still change to actually happen and kind of look at. But I'm not a moralist. I actually just am excited about this particular area of the world, and I hope that people can come and share and enjoy the exhibition and a glass of whatever and some snacks on Saturday at the 25th of May, which is this coming Saturday at 12 o'clock. So please come and join. It would be lovely to see you.
Your art, your exhibition is coming at a wonderful time because we are having right now mining issues. How appropriate do you think it is to have an expression of what's happening in the country in terms of arts?
I think it's an interesting voice because I think mining's always happened in a conversation we were having just now at lunchtime. We were saying how the media has actually defined mining more than the arts have. So it would perhaps, I would like to see this, and actually this is the beginning of an open forum that will happen around the voices that other people have. Obviously geologists and anthropologists and scientists and chemists and so on, but actually to bring together the arts and the sciences in a conversation around this, in a bigger project that will come out of this.
Yeah. UNISA is celebrating 140 years, and the slogan is shaping futures. Do you think, as a UNISA alumni, do you think UNISA has shaped your future?
Absolutely. It was really the theory of art that came through in the art department was actually one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I kind of, one of my last exams, I got 75%, which really felt like a big achievement because it was postmodern theory and it was a really difficult exam, and I'm really grateful to UNISA for the experience of being here.
And how are you using your education through UNISA to impart and impact the world?
Well, I've taught as well because I think that's a really special place to be, but I'm also trying and hoping that through the work related to the mining and through the sharing of recipes, I also have pastel recipes and materials that I make, and I share those recipes in various workshops and so on. I just hope that I can actually impart both a passion and a whole lot of ways of making cheaper art materials so we don't have to like send up our money to like Winsor & Newton or whoever in London.
Yes, yes.
pre-industrial kind of recipes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It is Africa Week, and I sort of have to put it in there. As an African, how important do you think it is to celebrate our Africanness and our identity, well, even through art?
Well, absolutely. And we chose Africa Day to open the exhibition because we thought that this subject, 140 years, the whole mining thing, the kind of impact on our society, it was actually really worth celebrating on Africa Day.